get a nice bass note in there, and you're playing like a
I got my finger up on here. It's this one. Then it's just muted, and then it's just like this one, this, and then these three all together. So it's basically these three together, this on this one, and then this one up on here. And then this, the only thing that changes is this pushes down on here on this second string.
Sounds like some Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
Wow. Did you have to work at that chord for a while?
I did. Back in the 80s, I had a friend. He could do all this funky stuff. He was totally into all this funk music. And he would play it, and I would try. He showed me a few chords, and I would put it along. He was the master. He could do all this funky stuff. He was a white guy, too. But
white guy, too.
That was back the 80s, the disco.
Someday stuff. A white man could be president.
Well, you know, if Romney was half Mexican, he would be a shoo-in for president.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm having one of those nights and not keeping up, so I gotta smoke more dope.
Yeah.
Lower your toes.
Yeah, right. Wait.
Lower my toes.
Do that again, right? That's the end of Babel O'Reilly. That's the end of Babel O'Reilly.
Yes, I love that tune. A John Entwistle production. Out here
in the fields.
Out here in the fields.
No, it's higher than that.
I'm out here on meals.
I'm fine.
I can't
eat. I'm getting my back into my living.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven. No.
There's a vocalist for it. He's almost up there.
The Exodus is here.
Yeah.
Queen Jane. Queen Jane. You're playing Queen Jane.
It's the same song.
I fought for money. I don't need no sweet chain music.
All the rock dudes are the same
song.
And the words are really lame. They just wing it.
Teenage wasteland. We're all wasted!
Roger Daltrey has the best guitar, best rock scream. Don't get fooled again, you know?
Yeah.
It still gives me chills.
Meet the new boss.
Yes,
it's the old boss.
Meet this new boss.
Yeah, that's what this is. That's Sherry's right there. See that?
Yeah.
I noticed it.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that before it was here. Guys bought that?
Yep.
She is fucking talented.
Right, oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah.
You know? See, I know who the bass player is.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tom Knight. Tom Ship.
Did she take those photos?
Yeah, she did. It's her former boyfriend.
Oh.
And that's how we met Sherry. It's her former boyfriend.
Oh.
Who was a friend of Laura's brother. first Ithaca scene Sherry went to was our Halloween party.
I remember, I was there.
You were there. That was a surreal Halloween party.
That was a great party.
That was a...
Because Lisa Nojane was there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And also my friend from high school, who's their friends, Palma. Her first name is Palma.
Who was also friends with Sherry?
She was friends with Sherry, and also we went to high school together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Over I didn't know that connection before.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never knew her when I was in high school, but I like her. She was one of those kind of like arty chicks that you couldn't approach, you know.
Who's this?
Palma, Sherry's friend. She was at the famous party, the Halloween
party. Same night we had Dave Borisov and
I wasn't actually at the Halloween party. I was at the party soon after that.
Yeah, it was soon after.
With Brian.
Brian Watson or Brian Corbett?
No, Brian, our friend, our Caribbean friend, Brian Rowland. I'm saying his name wrong. Not Brian.
Caribbean.
I'm really spacing out.
Smoke the other one, Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the other cigarette. Yeah.
So. Oh, the other pipe?
Gordon! It's my dyslexia.
Oh, Gordon.
Right. It's my dyslexia coming through big time.
Gordon's white, as a sheet, you know.
He played that night, too. He was,
yeah, he was there.
And Tom Knight, the bass player, was
there. Okay, that's
who he was playing my bass most of the night.
Gotcha. Cool.
And, So anyway, Sherry's old beau. Yeah. Very nice guy. Very talented bass player.
Yeah, that was fun, as I recall. Sometimes there's one knucklehead that ruins it, but... That was not one of those nights.
Yeah, and that went on for hours.
Yeah, it was great.
You guys were still playing when I went to bed.
Yeah, that's right. We were still in your living
room. I made the mistake of putting it in the fucking invitations, like playing till like 3 or something.
Yeah,
we took for Patty. Took it. Forget about it. Patty took it as like a challenge.
Patty,
you guys ended up playing till 4 or something.
Patty's not gonna turn that down.
Yeah.
So,
of course, she was asleep playing guitar at one point.
Yeah.
The couch, she was like, a big smile on her face, kind of falling asleep.
This, I unplugged this vibrato, just the tickles.
Yeah, Drew, did you want to take a risk hit here? Or
fill that bowl.
I can turn that. That's so cool. When this was in, I thought the vibrato was off.
Well, it's hard for you because the violin's so damn loud, right? You can't tell. You know, it's right there by your ear, so it's...
You gotta
get the amp fairly loud.
No, it was the ticking. I thought, it's ticking and the vibrato was off. That's weird. But it was on. The plug shuts it off. The plug turns on the vibrato, because it's just short. But it turns off the reverb if you put the plug in.
You can have one or the other.
It's opposite. No, you can have both.
Oh, good.
But in order to put the vibrato on, you have to put this in. So fully enabled is this shorted in the vibrato.
Don't try this.
It's a control input, not a... it's a reverse control input. It's an inverted logic. You know?
Oh, okay.
Low end.
Oh,
so
you
got to
put it in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Floating in eternity off is opposite of the reverb. The reverb, you need to short it to turn it, put it low in. To turn it off.
And where does tree verb fit in this?
Tree verb is a natural phenomenon. It occurs at grassroots when you camp next to the back stretch.
And
the speedway.
At our house too. That's
Your house as well. Yes,
yeah,
we have the tree verb.
It's a different flavor.
It's very natural.
Very different flavor.
But we had the amplifiers set up one time under the tarp, and we were tree verbing it to. Like, no, to beat the band, you know? Like, nobody's business.
It was good. Yeah.
I'm trying to talk like an East Indian person.
Oh.
Or Pakistani.
Person.
I love the way Indian people speak English. They speak English than we do.
African is musical.
African.
My name is Akeem Olajuwon. it's a song. Of course, when you say African, it's like saying Europeans. Like, okay.
Right.
That's
European.
A couple hundred languages probably there.
That's what you are when you're in the bathroom.
European. What's Latin American, you know?
Well, that's where the people term. Speak Latin. Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
All right, we're driving Drew crazy, right?
Yeah.
He's just going.
No,
nuts.
You're not. No, that's fine.
So, Drew, I think we need to drive Jerry to sing something.
All right, yeah. Let's see. Let's
drummer sing
the song I know.